Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records number 1330, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this week's show, we're celebrating the birthdays of Kenneth Casey, Arthur Johnston, Mel Stitzel, and Clifford Gray. But to start off, back on the November 23rd show, I played The Women Wear No Clothes at All by Bob Larkin. Well, here's a trio of apparel-related records.
I'm sure a tough old cowboy, I've never been out west. I tell you folks, no foolin', I'm doing my very best. I've got my shoes, hat, and spurs like the cowboys wear. I've got me a singin' lariat that I bought out at the fair. I'm only just a dude dressed up in all these cowboy clothes. Still I keep a riding herd upon the radio. Oh, I've got myself a good suntan and a great big shiny nose. Still I'm only a dude dressed up in all these cowboy clothes. If I ever go a-riding, folks, it's always after dark. And then it's on the bridal trail just out in Central Park. I know a real old cowboy is surely bound to know I'm only just a dude dressed up in all these cowboy clothes. I'm only just a dude dressed up in all these cowboy clothes. Still I keep a riding herd upon the radio. I've got myself a good suntan and a great big shiny nose. Still I'm only a dude dressed up in all these cowboy clothes. I've got myself an old guitar and learned the cowboy song. The one we hear in the movies when the cowboys ride along. Rodeos come into town, that's when I hang around. To try and learn the cowboy drawl or some old cowboy song. I'm only just a dude dressed up in all these cowboy clothes. Still I keep a riding herd upon the radio. I've got myself a good suntan and a great big shiny nose. Still I'm only a dude dressed up in all these cowboy clothes. I try to mingle with the boys, but seems I ain't their kind. It seems they just don't notice me or else I ain't got time. I often see them glance and smile and guess they really know I'm only just a dude dressed up in all their cowboy clothes. I'm only just a dude dressed up in all these cowboy clothes. Still I keep a riding herd upon the radio. I've got myself a good suntan and a great big shiny nose. Still I'm only a dude dressed up in all these cowboy clothes. I've got myself an old guitar and sing the cowboy song. The one we hear in the movies when the cowboys ride along. When the rodeo comes into town, that's when I hang around. To try and learn the cowboy drawl or some old cowboy song.
Where's Mr. Murgatroyd?
Here I are.
Mr. Murgatroyd, I'm really most annoyed. My temper you've destroyed. Where have you been, Mr. Murgatroyd? You know we had a date.
Oh, don't begin a hate.
Well, I've had to wait and wait.
Oh, you had to wait and wait.
Yes, Mr. Murgatroyd.
Mr. Winterbottom, you've the blues. I always spot 'em. You certainly have got 'em. I apologize, Mr. Winterbottom, but don't get in a bait.
I won't get in a bait, but you're terribly late.
I apologize, mate. Yes, Mr. Winterbottom.
Shake, for I see that you regret it.
I had a wire from one I'd petted. She was coming this way.
She was coming this way?
Yes, she wired her train. I met it.
Oh, forget it.
I'll forget it.
Shake.
Okay.
Yes, I'll say it's okay.
Yes, we'll call it okay. That's a natty jersey you've got on, Mr. Winterbottom. Did your wife knit it?
Knit it? Not it. Anyway, it's not a jersey, it's a Guernsey.
What's the difference?
It's a little more to the left.
All right, don't be sarky. New plus fours, too. You are coming out.
Good gracious, where? You're looking very smart. What are you dressed for?
Decency's sake. I've got to keep up appearances.
What do you do it with, belt or braces?
Excuse me mentioning it, Mr. Winterbottom, but I do not like your pink shirt.
Well, I haven't got one on.
Just like you.
It is me. You see, when I put my shirt on...
A horse?
No.
A mare?
No.
Well, when you put your shirt on, what then?
On this morning, I found...
You found what?
To my astonishment.
Well?
Well, that's the end of the story.
You were talking about your shirt. There wasn't a story at all.
That's the point. No tail. Talking of tails, who's your tailor?
Well, I used to dress in Bond Street.
Yeah, and then?
A policeman moved me on. Who's your cutter?
Hair or salary?
Yeah, I mean, who's your tailor?
Well, I've got a lady tailor.
Really?
A certain misfit. You know, I do think it's essential these days to be smartly turned out.
I got a bit blotter at a cocktail party last night.
What on earth has that got to do with it?
I was smartly turned out.
Oh, I see. You were well cut.
As a matter of fact, I've got a very large wardrobe.
Anything in it?
Two ties and a strong smell of mothballs.
Yes, I think it necessary that every smart man should possess four suits.
Spades and clubs.
Hearts and diamonds.
Socks and shirts.
Stocks and shares.
Bows and arrows.
Belts and braces.
A bowler.
A batsman.
A cap.
A trilby.
A Svengali.
Studs.
Links.
Tennis court.
Evening coat.
Ulster.
Munster.
Leinster.
Connaught.
And a pair of pajamas. Now, why do they call them a pair?
Because an apple a day keeps the doctor away.
Well, I know why they call them a pair.
Why?
Well, years ago...
How long ago is that?
Well, it might have been a few weeks later... Pajamas were worn by the Moors.
The Oakley Moors?
No, the old Moors.
Any more?
No more.
What about the pair of pajamas?
Oh, I got them back from the laundry, all right. Huh. Clothes make the man, if anything can, but I don't think they make him much. Now, what could be worse than modern man's clothes?
Oh, I don't know.
No, nobody knows.
See them come from their flats and their hard felt hats, stroll among the shops and the houses.
Trying to look the best in a coat and vest and the legs in the pair of trousers.
Winter bottom trousers don't rhyme with houses.
Well, who cares a button about that?
Time flies. On with the chorus.
Right. One, two. Clothes make the man.
They're a perfect indication of his rank and of his station. Deny it if you can.
Clothes make the man.
Ba-diddly-boom, ba-diddly-boom.
Boots black or tan. Should show on close inspection their examiner's reflection. Keep your suit spick and span.
Clothes make the man. I say, do you ever give any of your clothes away, Mr. Winterbottom?
Yes, Mr. Murgatroyd. I gave the boot to my office boy last week.
Did you really? I gave a man a sock on the jaw.
Clothes, you can slap my face upon my toes. Baby, don't you tie my clothes. Baby, don't you tie my clothes. Baby, don't you tie my clothes. You can bust my windows, break down my door. Baby, don't you tie my clothes. Clothes. Baby, don't you tear my clothes. You can waste my money, call me Mose. Baby, don't you tear my clothes. Baby, don't you tear my clothes. Baby, don't you tear my clothes. You can have your man right under my nose. Baby, don't you tear my clothes. You can slip me in a dozen, I suppose. Baby, don't you tie my clothes.
The Harlem Hamfats with Baby Don't You Tear My Clothes, written by Papa Charlie McCoy, guitarist in the band. The label of Decca 7310, recorded May 12, 1937, credits Hamfoot Ham with the vocal. That would be Papa Charlie's brother, Joe McCoy, who also played guitar. Before that, the rapid cross-patter act of Murgatroyd and Winterbottom with Clothes. Ronald Frankau as Murgatroyd and Tommy Handley as Winterbottom formed their act in 1934, described as two minds without a single thought. They made a number of Pathé short films, also as North and South, and Mr. Black and Mr. Blue, B-L-E-W. Parlophone R2079 was recorded in mid-1938. We started this apparel set with the yodeling cowboy, Wilf Carter, known on U.S. releases as Montana Slim, with his tune, I'm Only a Dude in Cowboy Clothes. That's from Bluebird B8313, recorded in October of 1938. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Yesterday, January 10th, marked the birth in 1898 in New York City of composer Arthur Johnston. As with many of the people we spotlight on the show, he started out accompanying silent films on piano and worked for Fred Fisher Music Publishing before being hired by Irving Berlin, becoming Berlin's personal arranger and director of his early stage shows. Johnston's first hit song was Mandy, Make Up Your Mind, co-written with George W. Meyer, Roy Turk, and Grant Clark. In 1929, he moved to Hollywood, where he wrote the scores for hit films, including College Humor, Murder at the Vanities, and Double or Nothing. Johnston and lyricist Johnny Burke were nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1936 for the song Pennies from Heaven from the film of the same name. Johnston served in the 351st Infantry during World War II, after which he returned to Hollywood to compose for movies, including the title song from Song of the South in 1947. A member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame, Arthur Johnston died in Corona del Mar, California, on May 1, 1954. Highlights from his catalog include Cocktails for Two, Just One More Chance, The Spell of the Blues, and these three less well-known tunes.
Thank you. and a table for two. My appointment was only with you. This strange intrusion I can't understand. Is it coincidence or was it all planned? Must there be three at a table for two? You can't imagine what I'm going through. How can I possibly privately say I love you when there's three at a table for two?
I'm not referring to Piccadilly. It's not 42nd Street, it's not the Rue de la Paix, nor is it Market Street in Philly. Ask most any college Romeo. To complete your education, you must go down the old ox road. Though you'll never find out where it is by looking in maps, with a little investigation you'll discover perhaps that this old tradition's not a place but just a proposition called the old ox road. The old ox road. Ox road could be any romantic spot, a country highway or a moonlit yacht. It could be in the parlor when the lights are burning low. It could be in the movies in the very last row. We'll be right back. magic of the moonlight, you are filled with delight. While the leaves that flutter o'er you whisper lover tonight, why keep waiting and debating when you know it's time for mating on the old Knox Road?
There you have three by Arthur Johnston, all being heard on the show for the first time. We just heard Bing Crosby, backed by Jimmy Greer and his orchestra, with Down the Old Ox Road, from the picture College Humor, where the Sam Coslow lyrics are sung by Bing, Jack Oakey, and Mary Kornman. Brunswick 6601 was recorded June 16, 1933. Before Bing was Will Hudson and his orchestra with vocalist Kay Kenny singing the Archie Gottler lyrics to Three at a Table for Two. That's from Decca 3579, recorded December 5, 1940. We started our little tribute to Arthur Johnston with pianist Teddy Wilson and his orchestra with Sugar Plum from the motion picture Thanks a Million on Brunswick 7577, made December 3rd, 1935. This was an instrumental, but there are words written by Gus Kahn, recorded by the Bennett Sisters with Bill Steffens' orchestra. Last week, January 9th, marked the birth in 1902 of Melville James Stitzel, to James Stitzel and Anna Wiener. In previous segments, based on some sources, I've said he was born in Germany, but according to the Cook County Birth Certificates Index, several census reports, his 1942 draft registration card, and the New York Times, he was born in Chicago. His musical career began as accompanist for vaudeville artists on the Orpheum circuit. In 1923, Mel joined the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, and the following year recorded six sides as pianist with the Bucktown Five. He worked as arranger for various Chicago bands, including Floyd Town, Louis Panico, and the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, and recorded with the Stomp Six and the first Benny Goodman Trio. Stitzel had his own band in the 1940s, which had a long run at Chicago's Green Mill Ballroom. In the early 1930s, Mel could be heard regularly on radio station KWY Chicago before it moved to Philadelphia in 1934, where it is still heard today. Mel Stitzel died on the last day of 1952 and is buried in Oakwood Cemetery in Waukegan, Illinois. Works in the Stitzel catalog include Jackass Blues, Cafe Capers, Tin Roof Blues, and these.
sweet melody called doodle doodle, doodle doodle. I like the rest, but what I like best is doodle doodle, doodle doodle. Simplest thing, there's nothing much to it, you don't have to sing, just doodle doodle. I love it so, wherever I go, I doodle doodle doodle.
The last time I played Doodle Doo Doo, you heard it by Ben Burney and all the lads. This time we heard the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, under the direction of Don Bester, and their April 2, 1924 recording on Victor 19318. We started our little tribute to Mel Stitzel with another of his nonsense titles, Tweedledee Tweedledoo, written with Art Castle. That was Perry's Hot Dogs, a Regal studio band with Earl Oliver and Ken Goof Meyer, with Arthur Fields providing the vocal on Banner 1617, recorded October 15, 1925. In between the nonsense titles was Boyd Center, clarinet, with piano and guitar on Bad Habits. That was recorded by OK on January 20, 1927, and released on several labels, including Australian Parlophone R3321, which credits the guitarist as Ed Lang and Boyd Center as co-composer. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7. On demand, anytime at all, online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, January 5th, marked the birth in 1887 in Birmingham, England, of Percival Davis to George Davis and Emma Lowe. Doesn't it ring a bell? You may know him better as actor, composer, lyricist, and screenwriter Clifford Gray, G-R-E-Y. After graduating from King Edward VI's school, he worked as an actor, appearing in 25 silent films. In 1913, he began writing lyrics for musical comedies and revues, and contributed songs to 38 films. He joined ASCAP in 1925, writing hundreds of songs, including his biggest success, If You Were the Only Girl in the World. In a 1925 interview, Gray was asked how he writes his lyrics. His response? That's like asking a waffle iron how it makes waffles. I don't think a lyric writer knows how he does it. It's just a talent or habit which he develops by practice. When asked what advice he'd give a would-be lyricist, he said, If any poor young fellow were thinking of writing lyrics for a living, I should first warn him not to. But a private income or steady job would be a great help. And don't put big words in your songs just to let people know you went to college. Clifford Gray died of a heart attack on September 25, 1941, in Ipswich, England, and is buried in the old Ipswich Cemetery. Other of his hits include Got a Date with an Angel, Jazz Up Your Lingerie, and these. Thank you.
Why is the day lighter? What makes the blue of the sea bluer when I'm looking at you? Why are the stars nearer? Why is the sky clearer? What makes the song of the birds newer when I'm looking at you? Why are the wildflowers showing colors glowing? Why are the wild ferns growing taller too? Why is the sun brighter? Why is my heart lighter? What makes the promise of heaven truer when I'm looking at you?
Thank you. you'll chill the blues away. When cares pursue ya, hallelujah, get you through the darkest day. Satan lies awaiting and creating skies of gray. But hallelujah, hallelujah, helps to chill the clouds away.
The first song in Act Two of the Broadway musical Hit the Deck, Hallelujah. Music by Vincent Eumanns and lyrics by Leo Robin and Clifford Gray. The California Ramblers used the name Golden Gate Orchestra on all of their Edison sides, including that one on Edison Diamond Disc 52014, made May 3, 1927. Before that, Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with March of the Musketeers, composed by Rudolf Frimmel. That's the B-side of Victor 21315, recorded in Liederkranz Hall on March 16, 1928. The vocal chorus was sung by Bing Crosby, Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylord, Al Rinker, Skin Young, and Boyce Cullen. We started a little tribute to Clifford Gray with When I'm Looking at You, the talky hit from the MGM musical, The Rogue Song. Herbert Stothart, known as the father of film music, wrote the music. Last time you heard it by Vincent Lopez. This time it was Ben Selvin and his orchestra as the Columbia Photo Players, with the vocal refrain by the Crooners. Columbia 2080-D was made on Boxing Day, 1929. Yesterday, January 10th, marked the birth in 1899 in New York City of composer Kenneth John Casey to Patrick Casey and Josephine Moriarty. Casey was a child actor in over 30 films for Vitagraph Studios between 1909 and 1913 before outgrowing such parts. He was educated at Marquand Prep School and New York University and made one more picture, The Adventurer, for Fox Film Corporation as an adult in 1920. In addition to piano, Casey also played violin and trumpet. In 1924, he formed Casey's Society Orchestra, broadcast over New York radio stations, where he became known as the Ace of the Air. He formed his own Ken Casey Orchestra and founded a music publishing company with Ken Sisson. He was married to Deronda Reynolds and had two sons, Kenneth Jr. and Fred. Fun fact, Casey composed the inauguration march for President Dwight Eisenhower. Kenneth Casey died August 10, 1965 in Cornwall, New York, and is buried at Cedar Hill Cemetery and Mausoleum. He's best known for his lyrics to Sweet Georgia Brown, composed by Ben Burney and Maceo Pinkard, which starts off this trio from the pen of Kenneth Casey.
Georgia, Georgia, sweet Georgia Brown. No girl maid has got a shade on sweet Georgia Brown. Two left feet, but oh, so neat is sweet Georgia Brown. They all sigh and want a double sweet Georgia Brown. There you just fall. You know I don't lie, oh no. His twin said she knocks them dead when she lands in town. Since she came, why, it's a shame how she cools them down. Fella, she can't get off. Fella, she ain't met. Georgia claim her, Georgia name her, sweet Georgia Brown.
Thank you. All we ever know about Georgia was that peaches growed in Georgia. And the roosters crowed in Georgia. But now they shout with chest way out, 'cause they got something to shout about. Georgia's mighty thrill this season, and she's got a darn good reason. They're sending a gal to our town, and she'll be the queen of renown, 'cause she's the daughter of sweet Georgia Brown.
Bernie, Maceo Pinkert, and Ken Casey wrote Sweet Georgia Brown in 1925. I don't know how much they made from the original, but 14 years later, they were trying to leverage it for more with Daughter of Sweet Georgia Brown. That was Vincent Lopez and his Suave Swing Orchestra with Sonny Schuyler taking the vocal honors on Bluebird B10223, made April 18, 1939. We started our little tribute to Ken Casey with the original Sweet Georgia Brown. Most everybody is familiar with Brother Bones and his Shadows 1949 recording, famously played during pregame warm-ups of the Harlem Globetrotters. But we heard Helen, Jane, and Patty, the Pickens sisters, who the label of Victor 24025 reminds us were from Georgia, with their May 17, 1932 recording. In between the Georgia Browns were Harry Reaser's Syncopators with Craving, written by Casey, Ben Burney, and Philip Cherig. That's from Columbia 393-D, recorded May 25, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.